So far, charities in Rhode Island have raised more than $1 million to help the families of victims of last month's nightclub fire. 99 people died and more than 180 were injured in the blaze. The first lawsuits have now been filed in court, and there's talk of how the government should pitch in light of concerns that families' needs will far outstrip the money available to help them. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
If the Station nightclub fire was shocking for the number of people so quickly killed or injured, it's also remarkable for the number of defendants who are fast becoming targets of litigation.
We have named 14 separate defendants, and our list probably will grow.
Victims attorney Brian Cuna is suing the nightclub owners and managers, the band Great White, those who manufactured and sold the highly flammable foam used as noise insulation in the club, and the West Warwick fire inspectors who may have overlooked the impending danger. But altogether, those defendants may have just a few million dollars in assets or insurance, a fraction of what could be hundreds of millions in claims. So Cuna is advising his clients to move quickly.
There's no question that in this kind of litigation, there's limited resources, and yes, certainly if you get a judgment before anyone else, then you are first in line for being paid.
It's a point not lost on Tammy Ayer. She lost her 33-year-old twin sister, Tina, who was a single mother. Tammy is now guardian for Tina's 15-year-old daughter, Kayla.
It makes me angry because they're already talking about there's not going to be enough money to give around, you know, and someone needs to pay the consequence. She doesn't have a mother now or a father, so she's entitled to whatever she can get, she's entitled 110%.
Another lawsuit filed this week names Clear Channel Communications, the owner of Providence radio station WHJY, and Anheuser-Busch. Attorney Steve Manicucci, who also represents some victims and is president of the Rhode Island Trial Lawyers Association, says both companies must be held accountable for the role they played in promoting the concert.
One has to question the reasonability of promoting this event to the point where you're contributing to numbers of people being at that club well in excess of what the building could hold, and well in excess of what the printed tickets were.
Some call that argument a stretch, and both Clear Channel and Anheuser-Busch deny any responsibility for the tragedy. But lawyers say because damages are so enormous, they're obligated to look for any potential defendants with deeper pockets. The huge amount of damages is also why many are now talking about creating some kind of government-run victims' compensation fund, like the one set up for victims of September 11th. Frank Williams is Chief Justice of the Rhode Island Supreme Court.
The magnitude is so great, and it's affected so many of our people in Rhode Island and their families that you need to look at creating such a device to assist them in their suffering.
Rhode Island's House Speaker has talked about funding a compensation program through a voluntary checkoff on the state income tax form. Others, like Steve Minicucci, are talking about federal funding for a tragedy that Minicucci says is as devastating to Rhode Islanders as September 11th was to the nation.
One questions why Congress and the United States hasn't come to their aid in this situation. Clearly, we're turning our back on these people from the standpoint of what the U.S. government has done to help bail these people out.
But others worry about the precedent such a fund would set and where to draw the line. What about the family of four who may be killed in a house fire, or the father who may be killed in a crash with a drunk driver who has no insurance? There are other concerns as well. For example, the September 11th fund prevents families from suing the airlines, and it was set up as much to protect the airlines as it was to help victims. But in Rhode Island, there is little such interest in letting potential defendants off the hook. So even if a compensation fund were to be created, it may be a supplement, not a substitute, for the many civil suits that have only just begun. Tovia Smith, NPR News.